Interesting legal stories in the news, and fortunately for us, on Wednesdays, we get to check in with attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. And Karen, let's start with the news about Derek Chauvin's lawyer filing a motion for a new trial. Is this a routine procedure?
It is. It's a typical procedure. Anytime a defendant loses, the defense lawyer files a motion for a new trial, citing basically all of the aspects of the conducting of the trial that was maybe incorrect. So we have the fact that the judge didn't change venue, the fact that the judge failed to sequester the jury, the fact that the judge didn't admonish the jury appropriately to keep off all social media. And one that's interesting, Bob, that I saw was that apparently there was a juror who answered a question during the voir dire process and said he had not attended any of the George Floyd protests. Well, apparently someone caught him in a picture with a t-shirt on that said something like, "Get your knee off my neck," at a Washington protest. So my guess is they're going to say that the juror lied to get on the jury, and that perhaps that was juror misconduct, which would require another trial.
Do you think it's going to go anywhere?
Not really. It's very difficult to overturn a verdict, especially in a case like this. Again, the appellate court is, you know, first of all, the judge in the trial is going to rule on it. He's certainly going to deny these motions. It's just routine. But then it'll go up to an appellate court. The appellate judges are elected in Minnesota. Not to say that that means that they will necessarily affirm this, but there's going to be a lot of pressure not to overturn this verdict and have it go all over again.
Any predictions on the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce? I was reading about, Washington State is a community property state, and that's where Microsoft is based, but they own property in California. How do you think this is going to move forward?
Here's my guess, Bob. They're both going to get a lot of money.
Yeah, you think?
You know, I always say that these high asset divorce cases are no different than any other case, except that, you know, the math problem is a little bit bigger. And last I checked, I don't think my calculator even goes that high. It sounds to me like they have an agreement worked out. Apparently they have some sort of separation agreement, they call it, which could be what we call a postnuptial agreement, which means that it was entered into, of course, after the marriage and before the divorce. But it looked like maybe they had a mediator, they had lawyers talk and have this figured out. So hopefully for them, they filed for divorce, and hopefully this agreement will be the one that they implement, and it should be a done deal and a quick divorce.
Yeah, Bill Gates, what is his net worth? It's like $130 billion. So
that's right.
There's a lot at stake there. And another story people are talking about in the news, this concerns a company banning political discussions at work. Is that legal?
It is legal. It just sounds really bad. It sounds like you have a First Amendment right, but as I've said on the show many times, First Amendment only applies to when the government is infringing on your right. And a private company can say to people in the workplace, "I don't want you talking about certain things." As long as they can't ban them from talking about work conditions. So that would be against labor rules. But I mean, you can see that sometimes talking about politics in the workplace could be very disruptive and polarizing. And so I understand why an employer might do that. I can also understand why employees might be angry about it, not wanting to be regulated at the workplace, but certainly an employer can do it.
A judge is going to decide if the NRA can stay in operation in bankruptcy. When can a business go bankrupt, and what's the NRA strategy here?
This is a weird case, and it's a little complicated, but basically New York NRA is incorporated in New York, and the New York Attorney General saw that the NRA was using certain money to misuse money, according to them, that some of the higher-ups were having lavish trips and dinners and all of these types of things. And so the Attorney General that said, you know, this, you're no longer a non-for-profit and we're going to shut you down. Well, to get around that, the NRA says, well, we're going bankrupt. We're going to get out of New York and we're going to go to Texas, where we're going to have, an easier time of it as far as the politics go. So the question is, did they file bankruptcy because they needed to, because they were actually bankrupt, or did they file it just to evade what was going on in New York? So that's what the issue is right now. And it seems to me that that's exactly what they did. They have millions of $1,000 in their bank. I don't see how they're bankrupt.
And one more thing quickly before we let you go, Karen. Dean Richards and I were talking about this Kevin Spacey lawsuit yesterday, and somebody has to identify themselves in this suit. Can you sue anonymously? Can you remain anonymous in a lawsuit?
Usually, yeah, it's a good question. Usually not. Usually you have to identify yourself, and that's why we have courts that are open and transparent, and we need to know who the people are. Only when there's like a child involved or something horribly embarrassing or something that might be injurious to the litigant. But generally speaking, the judges require all parties to be identified.
More on Sunday from Karen Conte on WGN Radio between 3 and 5. I was listening to you this past weekend. Good show. A lot of great information, and you have a good time, don't you?
I do have a good time. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate
that. We do listening.